explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And just before we explain well today, we are celebrating one of our own. She is Christelle du Toit.
Hello, Jacket team. Baie geluk, Christelle, met jou award. Ek love jou nieuwslees. En hoe jy dit amper entertaining maak om te luister. Ek is absoluut mal daaroor.
That's from Pamela.
Aww.
There were the National Press Club Awards last night, if you didn't hear. And Christelle is the News Journalist of the Year.
The radio is, yes. Obviously, thank you. Just like, you know, make my skin unverwachts emotioneel. But I'll try and still stay serious and not entertaining.
We're talking about the Gold Mafia today. And this is some documentary series. I thought it would be a great name if I was starting a collective for UK grime rappers. I would go by Gold Mafia. That'd be my stage name.
Robbie is droog, hoor.
But what is the actual Gold Mafia?
So the Gold Mafia is a story that we've been wanting to get to, but honestly, it's still playing out. So Al Jazeera did an expose, and it's a series of documentaries on the Gold Mafia in Zimbabwe. But this, hierdie ding strek ver, and it like my ideas net die begin van dit. So Al Jazeera did this in a four-part documentary series, their investigative journalism unit, looking at gold smuggling from Zimbabwe, but this does implicate South Africa as well.
It's always us in it. Us is altijd in a thing, and even if we're not connected to this thing, we will be in the thing.
Yeah, ongelukkig. Well, look, I mean, we're neighbors, but so the producer of the series has said that they have heard that the illegal smuggling of gold from Zimbabwe is worth up to $1.5 billion a year, and it stretches all the way to the top in terms of people in this documentary. Numerous people have implicated the president.
Oh, great.
Of Zimbabwe.
Excellent. That's brilliant. So, gold smuggling, where is the gold coming from?
So, gold comes from Zimbabwe, smuggled to Dubai and taken back. And the movement of cash, specifically to Dubai, and there's ambassadors involved. So, a top Zimbabwean ambassador implicated and subsequently had his bank accounts frozen.
Ja, dit is eintlik wat ek vir jou wou vra, want daar is nie 'n manier wat jy goud of enige iets eintlik oor sulke grense met countries that are so far apart without someone griping in and saying, luister, hierdie klink nie vir my kosher nie.
Yeah. So is this essentially a money laundering operation?
Essentially, but a multi-billion dollar one, and an arrogant one. So we undercover journalists literally had people saying, oh, I'll just phone the first lady and she'll organize the plane.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's great.
And in the context of Zimbabwe is heading to elections, this is where it gets interesting. So cabinet in Zimbabwe has released a statement saying that let me read this word for word, because some of this you can't make up. Government takes the opportunity to reaffirm its commitment to upholding local and international laws. They then go on to say, boastful behavior and name dropping by some personalities featured in the documentary seeking personal gain and glory should never be taken as enunciation of government policy.
Oh, right.
Referring to an ambassador saying, it's fine, I'll just phone the president and he'll sort this out.
And then we can get the plane full of gold in the air.
Yes, and this is an ambassador at large who's also a self-proclaimed prophet.
Okay.
Let me ask the obvious question for South Africa here. Does this have any link that we know of to the illegal mining and the zamazamas that happens here in South Africa?
That's an interesting one. I would need to check that. This seems to be much bigger than that. It's organized. It's not the little bits of gold that you get from illegal mining. I definitely want to check that out and just confirm for myself.
What I wanted to ask, and it's the thing that I feel like I'm constantly asking in Explained Well, is what now? There just never seems to be any follow-up. There never seems to really be any prosecution or anything like that. I mean, I'm probably living in a dream world expecting that mense vervolg gaan word vir kriminele dade.
Well, I'm just going to throw it out there. If the plane full of gold is being organized by the president, I reckon very little is going to happen.
Yeah, well, look, and this is the frustration. So there are terms being thrown around like Zimbabwe has been captured by these gold smugglers. And there's been some consequence in terms of accounts frozen and the like. But this business is cash. You don't need a bank account for a cash-driven business.
Yeah.
The question is whether we are going to see consequences specifically as we head to the election in our neighboring country.
The Zimbabwean elections are coming up, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. So this is a four-part journalist investigative documentary series, and there's another part still coming.
I believe so, yes. And Al Jazeera has just been doing phenomenal work. We're still watching to see the fallout. The ambassador implicated has said that he would speak to the media through his lawyer.
Don't talk to me, talk to my lawyer. That's a great look when you're being asked questions about illegal gold smuggling. Don't talk to my lawyer. It's like, ooh, okay, then we do need to talk to your lawyer.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.